Lauren, after not taking part for the first few days, what's it been like for you to get on the ice here back-to-back days? And from a goaltender's standpoint, what's the process like for you here in training camp?
It's obviously a little different with everything going on with the masks and the protocols and, the smaller groups. But the details within that are the same and your preparation and getting on the ice. We're trying to keep it pretty similar to what we see in a regular season practice and all that. So for me, stepping on the ice with the guys, it was nice. It was good to get back out there, and it's never nice. Never feels good when you're off the ice when everyone else is on.
For you personally, I mean, for a goalie, what are the keys to kind of shaking off the rust? And what were some of the things that you did during the pause when maybe some ice maybe wasn't available to you?
I was working mostly off the ice and you know, sharpening things up. And over a season, everyone's got their bumps and bruises that they like to iron those out. And that's exactly what I was doing and prioritizing that. And then once the date for camp kind of became more and more stable and less of a rumor, I started stepping on the ice, just, you know, with a goalie coach, just doing creased movements, getting the feeling down, knowing that we had, you know, a full 2 weeks of camp to get kind of the timing down with seeing shots and tracking pucks.
One last one for me. I mean, for you personally, you had a strong push coming out of the player break and the All-Star break. I mean, what changed for you maybe, for the second part of the year?
There's a couple of structural adjustments I made on the ice and then off the ice, doing the things to make that structure more easily accessible to me, and just figuring out the things in the previous season that made me successful and, might not have had the right idea of what those things were in the first few months of the season. But, you know, I have a good grasp on what it is that makes me successful now, and it's pretty encouraging to see it, at least in the second half of my season, having come into fruition and feeling good and being able to find that consistency. It's too bad the season came to an abrupt halt.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lauren, Mike McIntyre from the Free Press. Were you back in Vancouver for most of the pause?
Yep.
And you came back here, I guess, what, early July? And were you part of the group that was skating last week as well at Iceplex?
Yep.
Okay. Obviously, this time of year, there's, you know, not a lot of information being given out when guys aren't playing. Do you have any doubts in your mind whether or not you'll be ready to go once the playoffs get underway?
Oh, I'm ready to go now. I stepped on the ice today and felt great, and I'll be on the ice full time on Sunday.
Perfect. Thanks.
Yep.
Hey, Laurent, it's Murat from The Athletic. Just wondering, in terms of your other pandemic-related downtime, what life in Vancouver was like for you during the pause?
It wasn't too bad for me personally. Kind of just forced me to stay, you know, at the apartment, with my girl and my dog and lay low and, you know, cook good meals and stay healthy and work out and kind of got a routine involved, which was kind of nice. And in Vancouver, a lot of the golf courses stayed open. So, I mean, I kept myself busy and made it not a less stressful time than most.
I got to ask the dog question because that was a big part of my break as well. Did the dog get very, very used to you being around? And what's the separation anxiety like right now?
Well, her name's Stella, and Stella is now, she made the trip with me. So we'll see when the season gets going and I'm gone for the bubble and then I return. I don't doubt that she's not going to handle that well.